Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Lawler. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting third. The DH, Billy Joe Robideau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tim Leary. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Felder. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Felder throws the ball into Molitor, who tags Boggs trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Evans goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball four. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryle strikes out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Householder reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Householder scores. Gantner moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Lawler covering. Safe. Moore moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Felder moves to third. It's 3-1, Brewers. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Robideau takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felder scores. Molitor scores. Robideau moves to third. It's 5-1, Brewers. Rob Woodward now pitching. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-1 in the game. Reddy hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Ryles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryles is 0-1 in the game. Ryles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Householder hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Gantner reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Householder who is chasing the ball. Armas reaches third base with a triple. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Robideau hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 2 in the game. Reddy takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reddy moves to third. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Householder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Householder reaches second base with a double. Reddy scores. Riles moves to third. It's 6-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gantner strikes out. one out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Felder takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robideau strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reddy takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Brewers. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Householder takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gantner bunts towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Householder moves to second. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Felder hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Gedman moves to second. It's 6-3, Brewers. Ray Searage now pitching. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Tony Armas. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Joe Robidoux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robidoux is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Robidoux hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing left field. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Householder. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Ed Jurek pinch hits for Mike Greenwell. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek strikes out. One out. Jim Rice pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Danny Darwin now pitching. Jackie Gutierrez pinch runs for Jim Rice. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Romero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.